श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 6 फ्रॉम वर्स 29 टू 32। एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ दोज हु मेडिटेट ऑन गॉड, हु इज एंडाउड विथ एट्रीब्यूट्स and who is attributeless. Chapter 6, verse 29. Sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshanah. The yogi, meaning a Sankhya yogi, whose mind is steeped in yoga, which means Dhyana Yoga, looks on all with an equal eye, sees his self present in all beings and all beings mere as appearance within his self. Comment. The aspirant pursuing the discipline of Dhyana Yoga, who has tendency towards Jnana, which means knowledge, who considers Jnana as main, he, after breaking off affinity with jadata, which means inertness, experiences his self to be present in all beings and all beings in his self. Chapter 6, verse 30. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvanchamai pashyati tasya hamna pranashyami sachamena pranashyati. He, the devotee, who is a follower of yoga of devotion, who sees me, the universal self, present in all beings, and sees all beings existing in me, I am never out of sight for him, nor is he ever out of my sight. Comment. Those aspirants pursuing the discipline of Dhyana Yoga, who have tendency towards bhakti or devotion, who consider bhakti as predominant, they, after severing relationship with jadata, which means inert, sees God in all and all in God. It means God is never out of sight for him, and he is never out of sight of God. When there is no other existence except God, then God only is appearing in many forms, then how can God hide? Where can he hide? Behind who can he hide? Chapter 6, verse 31. Sarvabhutasthitam yomam bhajatye kattamasthitah sarvatha vartamanopi sayogi mai vartate. He, which means bhakti yogi following the discipline of devotion, who established in union with me, worships me as abiding in all beings, though engaged in all forms of activities, that yogi always dwells in me only. Comment. The devotee of God considers his body and the world as a form of God only. Therefore, while discharging his duty, he always abides in and dwells in God only. He feels this in five different ways. 1. I belong to God only. 2. Wherever I reside, it is God's place only. 3. Whatever auspicious actions I do, it is only God's work. 4. Whatever pure sattvika things or objects I receive, it is a blessing from God only. 5. Whatever I receive from God, with that I serve his people only. as water from Ganga Ji, which means holy river, is reverently offered to Ganga Ji, in the same way the devotee offers all his things to God. As a man who has assumed affinity with the body, while doing all activities with the body, always lives in the body only, in the same way, a devotee, while doing all activities, lives in God only. Chapter 6, verse 32. Atmaupamyena sarvatra samam pashyati yorjuna. Sukham va yadiva dukham sayogi paramo mataha. That yogi, O devotee, O Arjuna, is regarded as supreme, or paramyogi, who looks on all as one, like his own body, and who sees pleasure and pain of all with a similar eye. Comment. As an ordinary person sees himself in the body and naturally tries to give pleasure and remove discomfort to all his limbs, in the same way, the devotee who sees God in everyone, he naturally aspires in giving happiness to all and removing suffering of all. By doing this, he does not develop even a trace of pride in him. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.